This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Merlot is Mr. Medium. And I say that simply because when you look at most descriptions of Merlot, it's medium body, medium acidity, medium tannins, medium everything. It is Mr. Medium. Now, Merlot is a popular grape grown all over the world. And as I said, it's popular for being medium. And those mediums are what you typically see in an international style of Merlot. And this international style of Merlot is grown all over the world, creating high volume, inexpensive, easy drinking wines with intense purple color, blackberry and plum. In fact, plum is often the flavor that I use to describe Merlot. Remember, it's always red plum or black plum. Red plum implies that the fruit isn't quite as ripe. Black plum implies a little bit more ripeness. In many famous wines, Merlot is paired with Cabernet Sauvignon, and that creates what we call a Bordeaux blend. And it's a style of wine that's, again, grown all over the world, whether it be in Stellenbosch, Hawke's Bay, Margaret River. Bordeaux blends are very common. And here, Merlot adds plummy flavors. It smooths out the textures and softens the wine. Cab Sav can be quite a high acid, quite tannic wine, and the high acidity robs the wine of body. By adding in a softer, more rounded wine like Merlot, it softens out the blend. And Merlot grows very well in a lot of places that you grow Cabernet Sauvignon. In fact, Merlot grows slightly better in many places than Cab Sav. Compared to Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot is an early budding grape variety and an early ripening grape variety. So in some places where Cabernet Sauvignon can be a little bit marginal, you can successfully grow Merlot and create quite attractive wines. When we're talking about winemaking with Merlot, we're looking at two general styles. The first is what we call the international style. And this is the style that's grown in the New World. It's grown in big parts of Bordeaux and France and all over the world. And the key thing about the international style is it's late harvest. They pick the grapes quite late. What this means is you've got build up of color in the skins, creating intense purple colored wines. The flavors are very ripe, so you're getting concentrated blackberry and plum flavors. And the tannins have softened out to creating soft, velvety tannins. And these wines are often matured in new oak to create quite attractive wines. The alcohols are a little bit higher, giving fuller bodied and lower levels of acidity because of the picking time. In Bordeaux in particular, and when they're trying to make quality Bordeaux wines made from a near 100% Merlot, such as grown in Saint-Emilion and Pomerol, they pick the grapes earlier. So the harvesting is earlier in Saint-Emilion and Pomerol, and when you're trying to make a more structured Merlot. Here, you get medium body, medium alcohols, but higher levels of acidity and fresher fruit, and sometimes that fruit isn't particularly ripe, so you can land up with these leafy vegetable aromas. If you're making a later picked, longer hang time international version of Merlot, or an earlier picked, more racy version of Merlot in Pomerol or Saint-Emilion, typically you're going to de-stem your Merlot and crush the fruit. Pre-fermentation maceration is common, and that's to extract color and flavor. And particularly when you're making an international variety, you don't necessarily want lots of tannins because you're trying to make an easier drinking style. And as a result, extraction of tannins, not desirable. So you want to get as much color and flavor out early on as you can. So a pre-fermentation maceration, or a cold soak, as some people call it. The nice thing about Merlot is it has quite supple skins, so extracting tannins is pretty easy, and you don't need to do a lot of cap management, pumping over, punching down, etc. to get a reasonable amount of tannins out of the grape variety. And finally, if you're making Merlots and you're making a premium Merlot, it's pretty likely that you're going to put it into some oak barrels for, say, 12 to 18 months. Merlot is a great variety that likes oak and will pick up nice toasty flavours and even cedar with a little bit of age. Now, Merlot grows all over the place, all over the world, but its spiritual home is Bordeaux. And we're going to spend a bit of time just looking at Bordeaux and we're going to look at some of the conditions that help Merlot thrive in Bordeaux. In fact, most people think of Bordeaux as being Cabernet Sauvignon, but Cabernet Sauvignon is marginal in a lot of Bordeaux places. The climate just isn't suitable for Cabernet Sauvignon in a lot of Bordeaux, and as a result of Merlot's early budding and early ripening, it's a grape variety that can be grown throughout Bordeaux. In fact, there's a lot of clay in Bordeaux, and clay is quite cooling, quite cold, and that can slow down the grapes developing in a particular season. And as a result, often wherever you've got clay, Cabernet Sauvignon is not suitable. Cabernet Sauvignon is very marginal, and cool clay soil slow Cabernet Sauvignon down quite a lot. Whereas Merlot, because of that early budding and early ripening, can get nice and ripe in Bordeaux in these cooler clay soils. In fact, Merlot is the most common red grape variety grown in Bordeaux, and you're going to see a lot of 100% Merlot, or at least a high proportion of Merlot, in most of Bordeaux wines. In fact, pretty much all of the lower quality regional wines are Merlot dominated, if not 100% Merlot. So wines such as Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux, Moster Grave, and large parts of the Médoc are just completely dedicated to Merlot. And these regions make easy drinking, approachable wines in their international style of late picking. Two appellations in particular, Pomerol and Saint-Emilion, are two high-quality communes or villages, depending on what you want to call it, the same thing, communes, villages. And here, Merlot dominates producing high-quality wines. Here, the grapes are picked earlier, giving the wines more acidity, more red fruit flavours, and some of that leafy vegetable character we talked about. Saint-Emilion, in particular, shows how soils can affect ripeness and can affect what grapes are grown where. In Saint-Emilion, there's a lot of limestone, and limestone, like clay, is quite a cooling soil. So Merlot grows quite well in limestone in Saint-Emilion, while Cabernet Sauvignon will definitely struggle to ripen here. Now, if you think of Saint-Emilion as being three distinct areas, the grape varieties and the style of wines produced reflect those three distinct areas. So if you think about Saint-Emilion, it's a hill, you've got the river on one side, then you've got this escarpment, so almost like a cliff face, and then a bank that flows away from the river. And at the top of the hill is the plateau. In the northwest part of the plateau, near the town of Saint-Emilion, you've got gravel and limestone. Now, gravel is a warming soil. Gravel heats up and radiates heat back, it drains well, so even at the beginning of spring, gravel can be quite warm compared to something like limestone and clay, which can take a little bit of time to heat up. Where you see gravel, you're going to see Cabernet Franc, Merlot, but also a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon being grown, where Cabernet Sauvignon loves the drainage and loves the extra heat from the gravel. Also on the escarpment at the top in the southwest, you're going to see limestone and clay. Now, both of these soils are cooling. You normally only see Merlot coming through in this part of Saint-Emilion. In fact, the northwest and the southwest on the plateau are where a lot of the Grand Crus are. They have medium to high tannins and they are ageable. The wines often have a rich mouthfeel, complex berry and plum flavours, and developing tobacco and cedar aromas. The final area in Saint-Emilion is, as you come down the slope away from the river, past the town of Saint-Emilion at the bottom, there's a lot of sandy soils at the foot of the escarpment, where you see a lot of lighter-bodied wines, which are generally less prestigious than the wines from the top. So Saint-Emilion, three regions, the bits at the top of the hill, the top, quality wines, ageable, the bits at the bottom of the hill where it's a bit more sandy, usually a little bit more entry level. The region right next door to Saint-Emilion, just to the left, is Pomerol. Again, that's on the right bank. And again, this produces well-respected reds made of top-quality Merlot grapes. The wines might be just a little bit spicier and maybe with a little bit more blackberry character. But again, the Pomerol and Centimillion, you want to think of as two villages that produce top-quality Merlot-based wines that are ageable. And here they use those early picking style of wines. Many other regions in Bordeaux produce easy-drinking Merlot-dominated wines. That's not to say there's not some very good examples amongst them, but in general, regions such as Graves, Entre-deux-Mers, Côte de Bordeaux, and Basse-Médoc produce these softer, later-picking, easy-drinking commercial styles. Now, I'd said the word Basse-Médoc, and a lot of people may not have even heard of the term Basse-Médoc. But technically, if you look at the Médoc region, which is on the left bank in Bordeaux, the Médoc is made up of two parts. You've got Haute Médoc, or the High Médoc. That's talking more about it being upriver. So Haute Médoc is further up the river than Basse Médoc. Basse Médoc is the lower part of the Médoc, further downriver. Confusingly, most people now talk about Haute Médoc and Médoc. So you've got Haute Médoc, the higher, the upriver part of the Médoc, and then they just refer to Basse Médoc. They just talk about it being called Médoc. And that's the way WSCT describe it as well. But the key thing here is the Basse Médoc, or we're just going to call it Médoc from now on, is actually predominantly cooling clay. So this Médoc area tends to have a lot of Merlot-dominated, softer, easy-drinking wines. So because they're clay-dominated, Médoc wines tend to be made up of early-drinking, medium-bodied, ripe red fruit, black fruit wines, sometimes with a little bit of cedar and oak. You will find super cheap examples of AOC Bordeaux wines or Médoc wines where they're very light in body and they can even have astringent tannins. So far in Bordeaux, I've completely missed out what often people consider to be the top wines in Bordeaux, and that is Haute Médoc. And I haven't even mentioned Passet Léon yet, which is again a top quality region in Bordeaux. This is because of two things. The soils here are warmer, they've got gravel, and along with being quite close to the coast here, the season is cooler, but it's a longer growing season. So a longer growing season allows you to ripen up Cabernet Sauvignon reliably. So here in Haute Médoc and Passet Léon, Merlot plays second fiddle to what people call the Bordeaux blend, which is typically made up of Cab Sav, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. In fact, roughly, and this is pretty crude, but roughly a classic good quality Haute Médoc might be 60% Cabernet Sauvignon, 30% Merlot, maybe 8% Cabernet Franc, and maybe 2% Petit Verdot. So Cabernet Sauvignon is by far the most important. Merlot number two, Cabernet Franc and Petit Verdot are really playing bit parts here. The key part is that Merlot softens and gives body to the blend. If you think about Cabernet Sauvignon can be high acid, high tannic style of wine, and you use Merlot just to soften out the acidity, soften out the tannins, give some suppleness and add a little bit of plummy complexity to the wines. The villages in Haute Médoc are the ones that are really famous, and these are things like Saint-Estèphe, Pouillac, Saint-Julien, and Margaux. The Graves sub-region of Passet Léon also has gravel, and it's very similar to the high-end wines from Haute Médoc. Now, we've talked a lot about Bordeaux because Bordeaux is the home to Merlot, but it's also grown in other parts of France. You'll see it in Cahors, for example, although in Cahors, which is in the southwest of France, near Bordeaux, but a bit further inland and a bit further south, Malbec tends to dominate that region. When you get over to southern France, though, you're going to see a lot of Merlot being made in that very late-picking, ripe, international style. And in fact, that's the style that tends to dominate most of the world. If you're in Italy, you're going to see it in Veneto, in the northeast of Italy. And also in Spain, in the northeast of Spain, such as Catalonia, again, grows Merlot and makes international varietal wines using Merlot. In the USA, they grow Merlot all over the place, California and Washington State in particular. And in Washington State, you've got Columbia and Yakima AVAs, where Merlot makes plummy, full-bodied wines. In California, you've got Merlot being used in Monterey, Napa, Sonoma County, and they can produce deep-colored, soft, velvety tannins, luscious body, high alcohols with blackberry and plum. South Africa often uses Merlot as part of what it calls the Cape Blend. Now, Cape Blend typically has Pinotage in it, along with Cab Sav and occasionally Merlot blended in there. In fact, Stellenbosch is particularly known for producing Cape Blend wines of quite good quality. But Merlot isn't just restricted to the warmer parts of South Africa. In the cooler areas, if you head southeast along the coast, you'll come across Walker Bay and Hamelinard. And here, the cooler areas produce slightly fresher Merlots, again, typically in the international style. But the area is called by the oceans, and it's also called by the Cape Doctor. Australia grows quite a bit of Merlot as well. And here they often blend it with Cab Sav to provide body to the blend, as well as fleshy, plummy fruit. Again, Merlot lowers the acidity and increases the alcohol and the body of the wines. In fact, Margaret River is particularly known for its Bordeaux blends of Cab Sav and Merlot. One country a lot of people do not think of as Merlot country is New Zealand. And Merlot grows very well in New Zealand. It's the second most planted red grape in New Zealand behind Pinot Noir. However, in the North Island, where really only Martinborough has a particularly good reputation of Pinot Noir, Merlot is the main red grape variety. So the North Island of New Zealand, Merlot dominates red wine production, particularly in Hawke's Bay, where it's noticeably warmer and Merlot can ripen and produce very enjoyable red wines. Okay, that finishes our look at Merlot. Cheers and good drinking.